As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
For the first year that you live in any new city, it is really stressful, right? Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't know where anything is. You don't know where what the best restaurants are, the best bars. You don't know where to go shop. Everything is new and it's exciting, but it's stressful.
Well, that's why I sent that email to Abby that I did.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So Kristen sent me this long email with these amazing recommendations. I mean, where to go to get Botox, where to go to a doctor. And
the important stuff.
No.
The important
stuff.
Botox and a doctor.
Okay. But she clarified Botox was last. Number one was a primary physician, and it wasn't just for Botox, it's for facials too.
No, this thing was extensive.
It was dentist, it was doc, primary physician, it was your OBGYN. It was like, because that to me, like, you end up doing the superficial stuff, but like the main things, like your doctors, you end up like pushing and pushing and pushing until you realize, oh yeah, I need to get that hoo-ha checked.
Yeah. She sent it to me while me and Romeo were in South Padre. And so I think we were both like hammered at like 10 a.m. and I was texting her. I was like, thanks, Kristen, for telling me where to go to my OB.
Well, Atlanta, and Abby's only been here how many months now?
Like coming up on three.
Coming up on 3 months, right? And you just don't know where to go around town. And I've always said this about Atlanta, that I think it is one of the country's best secrets when it comes to our culinary industry. Like, there's great food down here, but everybody talks about Chicago, and they should. They talk about San Francisco, but I'd put Atlanta right up there, man. There are really, really great restaurants here.
It still irks me to this day that Top Chef has not done a season in Atlanta.
I need a protest. Oh,
wow. I know. They've done like, I mean, I love my home state of Kentucky. They did a Top Chef Kentucky.
Come
and
on,
they
man.
Have not done it. Like,
right.
Yes. They've hit other cities twice and have yet to come to Atlanta.
Well, I am not drinking Bud Light.
Oh, but that's okay. Two totally different things.
I thought that's how we were protesting.
No.
So Malika Bowling, she's the editor of the travel and food blog, Romalicious.
Oh.
Romalicious.com. She is also the author of Food Lover's Guide to Atlanta. She's been featured on HGTV, and we asked her to come on today and give you like some tips on like five restaurants in Atlanta that you absolutely must go to. Okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Hey, Malika.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, and I couldn't agree with you more. Atlanta is an underrated food city. We have so many fantastic restaurants.
I wonder why that is. I wonder if people just think of the South and they immediately think of like fried foods and things that aren't good for you. But this city, man, I mean, it's so diverse in what you can eat here that it really just doesn't like make the top 5-10 lists.
It doesn't. And I mean, I don't know why. We should have Michelin starred restaurants here. We have them and we have amazing chefs here.
All right. So if there are five restaurants over the course of the next month that Abby, who is new to Atlanta, must go to, what are they?
Okay. I've got my top five. So if she likes pasta and Italian food, and who doesn't, I think she needs to go to Bastone in West Midtown.
Bastone.
She can go grab a drink with a friend at the bar. She can do like a mozzarella tasting and some cured meats. But here is the star of the show that I think is their house-made pastas. I went there with a girlfriend and we had their crab pasta, which was light. And then we had their pork pasta, which was a pork ragu. It was incredible. So don't miss out on Bastoni.
Oh, that sounds good.
Look at Mo over there, man. Mo's been eating fish for a week. He's
100%. That is where you go when you want to just get your carb on. Just, you know, okay. You're going to eat all the carbs there. Now, the next restaurant I want to tell you about is called Botica, and that is in, I would say, South Buckhead. It's off Peachtree Road, but it's almost in Midtown. Anyway, the chef there, Chef Mimo, you probably know him from Red Pepper Taqueria. Mm-hmm. He makes great tacos. Mm-hmm. But this restaurant is incredible with their Mexican but also Spanish influences. Their tacos are really wonderful. But here's the pro tip I recommend for Abby. Go there at brunch. Get their breakfast burrito, get their chilaquiles. You won't be disappointed. And then go back and be wowed again at dinner.
Ooh, I'm ready to be wowed.
Look, she's taking notes. I can see it.
I can hear the typing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the scribe here.
Ooh, yes, definitely. Take notes. And the next one, it's Win Taste of Bali. So if you can't make it to Bali, I would say go to Win. They have Balinese food, and it is wonderful. You really can't go wrong with any of the dishes, but here's what I would recommend a newbie do. Go there and you get this thing called ristafel. So you get these small dishes with that plate. So it's like 10 or 12 different tastings. They got some curries. And here's the thing. If you have a friend who eats vegetarian food, they've got lots of vegetarian entrees on the menu. But we do that. We get the ristafel. I go there with friends. And then we also get a couple of other small plates like the ribs. They are some of the best ribs, too. So don't miss out on Win and the cocktails there. Get the Bali 75 with gin and Prosecco. You won't be disappointed.
And that's in what part of town?
That's like a mile from Botica. So it's on Peachtree Road as well. I would say it's almost like in Midtown area.
Perfect.
Yeah. Next up is, if you're near the Atlanta Beltline, go to Bully Boy. And this, I think, is one of the most underrated restaurants in Atlanta. I think a lot of people in the neighborhood probably know about it, but they don't want to tell their friends because it will just get so popular. But it is a beautiful restaurant, and it has these, like, this lush greenery around it. It's just so comfortable and welcoming. But I would say it's Asian-influenced seafood. So here are my top three dishes you need to get there. You need to get the duck spring rolls, get the King Kong roll, and the miso cod. Now, they do have an oyster bar. If you love oysters, those are good too. But those are my top three dishes to get at Bully Boy. And I said that's near the Atlanta Beltline. Next up is, if you love seafood, Abby, you've got to go and check out some of these amazing seafood restaurants we've got. We've got Umi and Oku. I love Todd Daykulper at Umi. But another one that I think is not talked about a lot is Trirori, which is near Georgia Tech. Now, that has a tasting menu you can do. You can sit at the bar. It's like dinner and a show because you get to see the chef make these amazing, fantastic dishes. You will not leave hungry, I promise. And then they also have a bento box if you want to sneak in there at lunch. Oh, it's incredible. It's like $15 for that. So such a good deal. And don't miss out. They have this unique dish called the bruleed avocado. So it's like creme brulee where you crack the top of it and he puts this wasabi vinaigrette on it. It is wonderful. Can't miss out on that.
You just grabbed your pearls.
I did.
And grabbed your pearls.
Thank you.
That sounds so good. I'm like over here drooling about miso cob and then this miso cod and then the avocado brulee.
Yes, incredible dishes. So that's just the tip of the iceberg in Atlanta. I'm telling you, we are so lucky with the talent and the restaurants we have here.
All right, if you want to check out Malika and all of her stuff, romalicious.com, or you can check her out on Instagram, too. It's romalicious. Malika, thank you very much for your time. We sure do appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
You take care.
Have a great day.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.